CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Firefighters have been making progress against some of the wildfires in Southern California, but the Pacific Palisades fire is spreading again. CBS's Ashley Sharp is in Brentwood, where some people are being evacuated.
There's concern that winds could pick up yet again and push the wildfire towards the nearby Getty Museum and UCLA.
Been a lot of wind shifts.
Officials also worry the Palisades fire could cross over I-405 and into more densely populated areas in the Hollywood Hills and San Fernando Valley.
11 people have died in the fires. 13 are missing. Many southern states are slowly rebounding from yesterday's snow and ice storm. WTOP's Scott Gelman has more.
Crews across northern Virginia have been working in 12-hour shifts to remove snow and make sure the roads meet their definition of passable.
We have had crews out 24/7.
That's Virginia Department of Transportation spokeswoman Ellen Kamalakis. The agency's prioritizing major roads that get the most traffic.
In southern Gaza, pandemonium is starving Palestinians crowded outside a distribution center with pots in hand, hoping to get some rice or soup. President-elect Donald Trump's Middle East envoy, Steve Witkoff, met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today. Trump reiterated today he will appeal his conviction in his hush money case. CBS's Torian Small is in West Palm Beach.
President-elect, the first ever to be convicted in a court of law, was possibly facing up to 4 years in prison. But Judge Juan Merchan, noting that Trump's upcoming presidency protected him from punishment, issued no fines, probation, or jail time.
Special counsel Jack Smith, who led two investigations into Trump, has resigned from the Justice Department. Trump's lawyers are still battling in court to block the release of Smith's findings. President Biden has awarded the highest civilian award he can bestow, the Presidential Medal of Freedom, to Pope Francis.
It's the first time Mr. Biden has given the high honor during his presidency. The award is given to individuals who have made exemplary contributions to the prosperity, values, or security of the United States.
CBS's Willie James Inman says the president awarded the medal over the phone after canceling his trip to Rome to monitor the California fires. Start digging out those receipts. CBS's Michael Toscano says it's almost tax season.
The IRS announced January 27 as the start date of the 2025 tax season. They are expanding the direct file program that allows people to calculate and submit returns directly and for free. The software will be available to taxpayers in 25 states this year, starting on the 27th, up from 12 states that were part of last year's pilot program.
Itemized deductions are mostly the same this year. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-507-9624. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-507-9624. That's 800-507-9624. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
It turns out you can be allergic to the cold.
You've probably heard someone say they're allergic to cold weather. And while it may be a common expression for those who prefer warmth, there's some truth to the statement.
There are certain individuals that when they are exposed to cold triggers, like a cold drink, or they go into the cold temperatures, they can actually develop hives. And for some of these individuals, it is a certain temperature that can trigger symptoms.
Chairperson of the Allergy Department of the Cleveland Clinic, Dr. Sandra Hong, says in every case, the exact cause of such a reaction to cold isn't known.
But the great news is about 50% of them will actually resolve on their own within 5 to 6 years.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
The greatest skier in Women's World Cup history, Lindsey Vonn, returned to the circuit today with her new titanium knee after a six-year absence. She finished sixth in the downhill in Austria. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Snow tonight, lows in the mid-20s and strong south winds. Gusty winds continue on your Sunday. Snow is likely, could see some freezing rain as temperatures get into the low 30s for a little while. Sunday night, flurries and a low temperature around 10, wind chills around zero.
It's 30 at our studios.
Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I thought love was more or less a given thing. Seems the more I gave, the less I got. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. Saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. I'm down in my mind.
Radio Park to Preservation Hall. Local news and timeless hits.
Everything right.
Tell me how you feel, babe.
I never knew love before. Then came Do be
hometown radio refreshed. WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Thank you. with that old-timer rock and roll.
After you've started your day with the Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJN, be sure to stay tuned for the rest of the day as the Dan Marcus Wax Museum brings fun stories and interviews with the timeless hitmakers. And Kurt Vollman recaps events from around town and previews the arts and entertainment in Racine. After Don, it's Dan, then Kurt, as we bring you local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Monday comes and you can find me crying all of the time. other day. Every other day. Every other day of the week is fine. Yeah. But whenever Monday comes, you can find me crying all of the time. Monday, Monday. That day, Monday, Monday, it just turns out that way. Oh, Monday, Monday, won't go away. Monday, Monday, it's here to stay.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
When she moves, my brain screams out this song. We'll be right back.
teacher's son. And when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, Cousin Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we go walking. Then he'd look into my eyes. Lord knows, to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Yes, he was. No matter how hard I try, when he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is alright. He'd kiss and tell me everything's alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever.